Hey, thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast.
I'm Megan. I have a 16-year-old daughter named Tana from my previous marriage who is with us full time. And in 2018, I married my husband, Chris. His daughter, Lena, is 9 from his previous marriage.
And I'm Derek, and I have Zeke, who's 11, Kingston, who's 9 from a previous marriage, and married Jesse in 2018, and she didn't have any kids, but now we have one on the way. So walk with us as we share our crazy blended lives. So last week we did the blended side of adoption, and this week we're going to do some takeaways on what we learned from Zach and his story. And if you haven't heard it, it's incredible. We suggest go back and listen.
Yeah, just stop right here. Yeah. Don't even continue listening to this episode. Go back and listen to last week's The Blended Side of Adoption, where we talk with Zach.
Yeah.
He tells us all about how, I mean, I love that there's so many different ways your family can be blended. Zach's is like none other here, none right. that we've heard of. So Zach was adopted from birth.
Yep.
And raised then because of a series of events by a single mom.
Yeah.
That adopted him. So just such an amazing story. And so many, like Derek said, so many people commenting on it like, yes. Hey, awesome way to
I never
touch
thought
on
about
the adoption
it that way.
Out aspect.
And, yeah, absolutely. You know, and even that, like, I think that's picked up more over the last decade or two, adoption. Mm-hmm. And it's become a really... probably a significant number of blended families.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to kind of see that side and maybe even think about some of the ways there that we could take it into our blended lives. And it's, we right. joke about this all the time here where we work. Mm-hmm. But literally there's 7 of us that work in the building together mm-hmm. and all 7 of us have a blended family.
And it's all different.
Every one of them is different.
Yeah, and some of us grew up in blended families. Some of us are now part of blended families. Some of us now are part of adult blended families,
yes.
like in our, you know, that we didn't become that way till adults. So there are so many. Listen, no one situation is alike, and we know
right.
that that's what makes this so special and so neat. And just some of the things that Zach talked about last week, because, you know, I grew up an only child in a home where both of my parents were married, and they
right.
were married my whole life until my mother passed away. So I don't know. I had friends who were adopted.
Right.
I had friends who were single, had single parents and
right.
things like that, but that wasn't something I experienced directly. But to hear Zach talk about how she always told him she was adopted.
Or he was adopted.
Or that he was adopted. It made me think, I was thinking she, because I was
yeah.
thinking of my friend. I was thinking of a couple people that I knew growing up that didn't find out until middle school.
Yeah.
And it was very hard on them. And I think how different their life would have been
yeah.
had their mom, like Zach's mom, from the start, just been open and honest and like, look, God, he
yeah.
said, his mom always said, God blesses some people with their family, you know, one way, and some people it's through adoption. And you were adopted. And he said, you know, we thought adoption was the normal way. Like,
yeah.
we didn't think
he
anything
even said
of it.
His best friend growing up was adopted.
Yeah.
And so that was, you know, what's the odds
right.
of that?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I love that takeaway. Probably the biggest takeaway I had from the entire time that we talked to him, other than just how incredible story he has and how he's navigated it all, even as
right.
an adult.
And where they are today.
Where they are today. Was, man, what a life lesson she taught him.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest up front.
Yeah.
And face whatever consequences
right.
that might bring instead of withholding truth.
Yeah.
Not even lying, but withholding truth.
Look, and I think we're not pointing the finger. First of all, I've never been in that situation.
Right.
But I think, you know, I know my friend's parents, they weren't doing that to hurt her.
No.
They were doing that to protect her.
For a season.
Right. But in turn, it ended up hurting her. You know what I mean? Learning that at such a crucial time. Like Zach said, when he was like, if I would have learned in middle school, he was like, you know, with everything else going on, that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
He's like, but I always knew.
Right. And I guess I never really thought about it from that way. But what it teaches us, like, hey, when you go through a divorce, no, you don't have to let him know all the nastiness
right.
of it. But be honest with them.
Yeah.
That way there's no chance down the road that they think
right.
it was my fault.
Or I think sometimes even like for me and you, we get divorced and we don't want to hurt our kids. We take, I mean, I'd say we're both guilty of this, of taking the, well, mommy and daddy can't get along.
Yeah.
So we aren't
yeah.
going to live together anymore. You know, kind of the sugar coated.
Yep.
But you just made me think, like, well, what are we teaching them that, oh, when you get in a marriage, if you guys can't get along, you just get divorced.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And that's not what we want them to think that it is, because it is so much more than that. That's not the only, you know, that's not the reason we get divorced and things like that. But we want to caretake their feelings.
We do.
We want to protect them from the ugliness that the world is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know, talking to Zach last week just really opened my eyes to the beautiful part of just being honest from the start of, look, I couldn't have kids.
Yep.
God blessed me with you through someone else, you know, having a baby, and now you're my kid and I get to raise you, you know? And then even with the experience of the dad that was married to his mom for the very short time, you know, the first couple months of his life, that then because of circumstances left. And, you know, for her to just kind of, she kind of rolled with the punches. It wasn't like anything, you know, she didn't miss a beat. So,
it's incredible. And actually, my sister-in-law is adopted. And I after we got done talking to him, I started thinking about her and how well they've done it.
Right.
She's 11, but she already knows. She's aware. It's not going to be devastating later in life to find out. It's going to be something that they've been able to process, handle. I'm sure for him there were times of frustration, anger, tears, but that's stuff they could work through instead of getting into that awkward teenage or adult years where hormones and processing sometimes doesn't happen as easily, to find out something as big as, I'm adopted.
Yeah, I even know an adult that is my age that had a child, or that adopted a child, didn't tell the child. The child ended up finding out from someone else.
Oh, see.
And that was just heartbreaking, right? And which caused problems in their family.
Trust
and then
issues.
In the, you know what I mean? So it's like, and I know that mom, you know, just wanted to protect that girl because of the situation that it was, that she came to her and all of this stuff. But it's like, just seeing that, like, if there's going to be hurt, let's deal with the hurt from the start.
Right.
They can go to therapy. They can get a counselor. They can talk to their friends. They
30,
can,
40 years ago, probably withholding it, maybe never even telling them, was probably the most popular way to do it.
Yeah.
But now, with ancestry, like, as Zach says in his story, like, it literally took me doing a DNA test to help try to find some answers for my daughter's medical conditions.
Right.
And I found both my mom and dad's side of the family.
Right. I would be lying if I told you when I did my ancestry that I wasn't a little nervous. Like,
yes.
What if I have a sibling? What if there's some secret I don't know about? I mean, you just don't know. You know what I mean? And it was funny because my dad was there when I got it, and my stepmom said, is there anything you want to tell Megan? Like, you know, is there anything she needs to know when she does this? You are her dad, right? You know, and stuff like that. But, I mean, those are the types of things because, like you said, because of these DNA websites that people are stumbling upon.
And do you want them to find it out?
Right.
Reading an email that shows them their family tree isn't the family tree that they've always thought about. I'm just trying to put myself in that perspective of, like, if that was me, just be honest with me.
Yeah.
Just tell me the truth. We'll get through it.
And
it's not as big a deal.
If you're listening to this today and you're like, I have a 13-year-old and I haven't told them yet, I would just make the time.
Make them time.
Not that I know we're sitting here telling you middle school is the worst time to tell them, but I would say sooner rather than later. So if you've been putting it off, like, you just need to get it out in the open, because in the long run, like I said, you can talk about it, you can deal with it. You definitely don't want them to hear it from somebody else.
No, absolutely not. And so that was a huge, huge takeaway for me from last week, is just the honesty of our relationships, the honesty of what the problems were, the honesty of where you come from. Just honesty is the best policy.
Absolutely.
And last week we saw an example of a life that he was able to live, because he knew that was his mom. She loved him. She adopted him.
Yeah.
That's mom. And so I just really, you know, hats off to his mom. And I know we said that a bunch last week, but man, what an example for me.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
I could be more honest with my kids about certain things.
Yeah, same.
And maybe keep them from heartache somewhere else down the road.
Right.
Hey, we want to take a second real quick to thank our sponsor of the Blended Podcast. It's author Brian Sanders.
And just in time for Father's Day, you can get his newest book,
Be Like Dad.
That's right. It is 50 stories of life and leadership lessons from his dad. And if his dad is like your dad is like our dad,
yeah,
it's just going to remind you of stories from your childhood. I'll admit, I laughed, I cried a little, and just really...
I reminisced.
Yeah, absolutely. Really enjoyed reading this book. You can get it at Amazon.com at Be Like Dad, Brian Sanders. Just search it, get it there, and it'd be a great gift for your dad, or maybe buy one for yourself and buy one for dad, too.
Yeah, read it together.
So besides the adoption side of Zach's story, there was a whole nother side, which was that his adopted mom was a single mom.
Yes.
But I was also so inspired. I know we have just gave Zach's mom so many props, but it's like coming from blended families, coming from single mom family, you know what I mean? Like, I just see the things that she did for him, and I'm like, wow.
She was wise.
She stepped aside in the moments and put her pride away of like, I can do it all. I'm super mom. I can be mom. I can be dad, because I've been there. You know, when I was a single mom, I was like, she doesn't need a dad. She's got me. I can do this all myself. You know, I'm your mom and your dad. But that wasn't how Zach's mom did it. She was like, oh, okay, well, I'm the mom and he loves me. We don't have a father figure. I'm going to need somebody to mentor and somebody to speak into parts of his life that I can't do because I am mom. I can't be those.
A male influence that could take him to, he laughs, but NASCAR things. And take him to things that he might not ever went
to. But at least try those things with him.
He got to try them like a dad does. You know, my dad loved to fish. He always made sure I had opportunities. Even though I didn't like it, I could go. Or golf. Or
how many of us like to do everything our dads wanted us to do? None.
Right.
But no, she made those opportunities available to him, put those people in his life that could pour into him in ways only a man can into a boy's life.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what we think or what we say,
you know,
you can be a great mom, but you can't be a true dad to your kids. Like, there needs to be a mentor, someone. I know he said he still talks to his youth leader. You know, she put that person in his life. Just different people who could do things, teach him things that no matter how hard we try as a mom, it's different coming from a man. You know what I mean? Different.
It would be the same way as a dad.
Trying to be the mom.
Trying to be a mom for, I really think, for females.
Right. Absolutely.
Needs to have some of those females that teaches them how to be a lady, how to carry themselves.
Right. How to act graceful, as a woman.
How to act as a woman. And, you know, I think like, man, you know, I couldn't do that. I know that. So what would I do?
Right.
Like to
would
help?
You try to find those people?
Right. Try to find those people.
So if you're in that situation, if you're a single mom still, maybe, you know, I think, you know, I'm married now and I do have, there is a father figure that can show Tana what a husband, what a father is supposed to act like. But prior to that, you know, I'm trying to think, how old was she? 15?
Yeah.
14 or 15. You know, years of her life, she didn't have that other than like Papaw and my dad. But it's like for her to be able to see that example now, I think back all of those years, I could have been trying to find ways for her to see, you know, and we had friends, you know, that were married, so she could see how they fathered their children. Sometimes that was a sensitive thing for her. Yep. Like, you know, every year the father-daughter dance would come up and her friends would talk about going to that, and that would really bother her because it was like, that's something I can never do. Now, did she want some random dad to come and say, hey, I'll take you to the father-daughter dance? No.
No.
I'm not saying to do that, but it's like, it really makes me think, like, if I was still a single mom, you know, to explore avenues for my daughter or son, if you have a son, to see...
Yeah.
A father figure side.
Or a mother figure if it's the other way around.
Vice versa. Yeah.
And for me, like, it kind of hits me and reminds me the importance. Like, I'm only with my kids 3.5 days a week. There's 3.5 days that they're not. Like, I've always told anyone that I've ever met that has dated my ex-wife or been in the picture, listen, I want you.
Yeah.
To teach them the things that they need to know.
Right.
I want you to be better than me in certain aspects because then they're going to be more well-rounded young men. Like, I'm not the most constructive guy when it comes to building things.
Right.
Like, if you are, show
then
them
please,
it all.
Yeah,
please
show them how to do that.
Or, you know, maybe you're musical or you're... Show them.
How helpful could that be just in normal marriages, though? Think of unblended families. Think of a family who has a mom and a dad.
Yes.
You have a mom that is the mom you have, and you have a dad that is the dad you have.
Yes.
Well, every dad doesn't have every dad skill. Every mom doesn't have every mom skill. Like, what if it was like a family swap? You've heard of wife swap or whatever. What if we did family swap, and it's like, you teach my kid how to do those construction things.
And I'll teach him how to play sports.
Right, absolutely.
Play music or talk for a living. Like,
what an impact that could have on our kids.
We would raise better kids, but we let our pride.
We
let our pride. Mm-hmm. It does. Listen, I'm not just speaking to the guys. I'm not just speaking to, as parents, as adults, we let our pride step in the way of raising even more well-rounded kids at times.
Because like, you don't want to say, oh, I'm a mom, but I don't know how to cook.
Right. I mean, and for me, it's even down to the point of like, well, I can coach my son in soccer. I never played it, but I figured it out. But what if I didn't?
And let someone who knows that better.
Oh, it checked me.
Light bulb moments. They're just going off.
But,
I'm like,
you know, and you got to know, like, okay, I know at this age, I need to step back.
Right.
I can't coach you anymore.
Right.
Now, basketball, we go all the way through. Or baseball, I can rely on my strengths and stay in that lane and then allow other people to mentor and to love and to, man, just help our...
We might be onto something.
We are, yes.
Well, Zach was onto something.
Zach's
His mom was onto something and she spurred something. But honestly, like, just her ability to be able to find the people who could pour into him in ways she couldn't. Like, that's an awesome mom.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean, in my opinion.
And then the last takeaway I will take away is, you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to the last episode.
Then shame on you because you should have stopped and went back.
You've been 16 minutes now.
That's right.
But when he found out his biological dad.
Yeah.
And the way the biological dad handled the situation.
Yeah.
You've got siblings.
Yeah.
You've got a stepmom.
Yeah.
You've got me for as much as you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, but as much as you want.
If it's nothing other than this conversation,
I
will always be here for more.
Right.
But I understand.
And what a way to be.
Oh.
What an adult thing to say. Oh. You know what I mean? He could have, it could have been a million ways. He could have said, I don't want anything to do with you.
Yes.
I gave you up and that was that.
Yeah.
Or he could have said, oh, I'm so glad my long lost son. Now come live with me and move to where we live.
Love you.
Let's do this constantly.
But he built a relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't think I could do that. Like if I found out
today. You'd be
like,
oh man, I want to be a part of his life. I want to do this. I want to do that.
I would be knocking down doors to do whatever to be a part of their lives.
Right.
But that's
why they have the relationship they have today.
But such an adult, wise decision
to
be like, but it's on your terms.
Yeah.
So if you're listening.
Right.
And maybe you're struggling with this. Mm-hmm. Maybe, hey, we all go through tough times where we aren't the best parents we need to be.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the season you've been in and you don't have a relationship with your children.
Mm-hmm.
You can't force it. You have to be supportive. You have to be loving. And you have to take as they allow you to. And what an example that would be. Because you think about, with working with teens and in the schools, all the stories of, well, you know, my dad's not been around, but all of a sudden he is, and I have to pretend I like spending, like, there's never going to be a relationship there because it's on false pretenses.
Right.
It's got to be open, it's got to be honest, and it's got to be authentic, and that's how relationships are built.
Right.
And so, you know, they went on vacation together, they talk music all the time.
Right.
He'll come down, like I got to meet him at Christmas.
But no pressure.
And there's no pressure, and there's a beautiful relationship blooming out of it.
Right.
That now, you know, Zach's daughter is going to benefit from.
Right.
You know, you got to think about Zach's mom.
Yeah.
How she has been like, I tried all these years to put people in your life like him.
Yeah.
And here he is. I'm thankful that he's helping you. He's teaching you. He's loving you. Whatever.
Yep.
Man, what a incredible journey. What a story. I told him, I was like, dude, you could have a movie.
Absolutely.
And Hallmark, feel good,
happy
ending, and so happy for him. And so thankful for you guys hanging out. We hope that you liked our little recap. Revisit. We just thought there was
so much to talk about.
Goodness in that. And we went back and listened, and we were like, it was overwhelmingly good. We need to go back in and revisit this and make sure these nuggets aren't missed. So, if you'll do us a favor, head to your favorite podcast listening platform, Spotify, Google, Apple,
now.
Whatever. Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe you found
maybe
us
you're
on.
You're listening on your unfavorite.
Well, maybe, you know, I've done that. I found it on one platform, been like, oh, right? I need to remind that and listen to the one I really check it out.
I only do.
Because some people
I won't
only
say what one, but
some people only put it on one or the other. They,
right.
There are some people that are very loyal to brands.
Yes,
we are not.
I just go for convenience.
We just are loyal to getting this message out.
Right.
So give us a like, a subscribe,
yep.
Leave us a review. All that helps us get seen by others.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to have open, honest conversations about blended life because it affects us all.
Yeah.
And who it affects more is the kids.
Yeah.
And it's our job as the adults to make it where it doesn't affect them in a negative way.
That's right.
So let's do that together. Also, check us out on Facebook.
That's right. You can go to facebook.com/blendedpodcast or on Instagram @theblended_podcast.
That's right. Go check it out. We put comments, quotes. We ask questions over there.
Yeah.
We want it to be interactive. We want to hear from you. Also, in the near future, you might be able to see our faces. We're looking to take these things to YouTube and the video. Yeah, well, if you want to, maybe you
we've
don't.
Been told. I've been told I have a face for radio. I'm just kidding.
My mom told me that all my life. But anyways, thanks for hanging out with us on the Blended Podcast, and we'll see you next episode.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast with Megan and Derek, a positive alternative radio production. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. You can learn more at walkfm.org.